People in developing countries today are consuming nearly twice as much milk, more than three times as much meat, and five times as many eggs as they did five decades ago, according to the FAO report, while consumption of cereals and root crops has been fairly flat. The higher intake of livestock products, the report says, is the result of rising population, urbanization, and increasing affluence in many parts of the world. Livestock help improve human nutrition and provide income, and they serve as a safety net for many poor farmers. But the industry's expansion has come at a cost, according to FAO Director General Jacques Diouf.
In many parts of the world, the rapid growth and transformation has occurred in a setting of weak institutions and inadequate regulations. This has given rise to systemic risks affecting livelihoods, the environment, as well as human and animal health.
The FAO report points to the growth of large-scale industrial operations that have pushed some small producers and pastoralists to the margins. Bigger livestock herds are putting pressure on land resources and disrupting some ecosystems. And the animals generate significant amounts of water and air pollution, including methane, a climate-changing greenhouse gas. Furthermore, livestock diseases, as well as foodborne and human diseases, are also mounting. The problems have not been limited to developing countries. Take, for example, the outbreaks of mad cow disease in Europe and swine flu in the United States. But Nicholas Minot at the International Food Policy Research Institute notes that these countries have relatively well-established regulatory systems to oversee livestock health, meat processing, and food safety.
The same problems exist in developing countries, but the institutional development of regulatory agencies lag behind. And I think particularly given these sort of high-profile disease outbreaks, there's a tremendous interest in strengthening the disease control and monitoring programs.
The FAO report says developing countries will need to strengthen disease control regulations as well as improve environmental controls and minimize the dislocation of small farmers as the livestock industry continues to grow and concentrate into large-scale enterprises. But FAO Assistant Director General Hafez Ghanem cautions that government regulations need to weigh the full spectrum of economic, environmental, social, and health issues associated with livestock production.
For example, if you're only looking at the economic aspects of livelihood production, that might lead to producing in ways that are harmful to the environment or harmful to health. It's obvious. On the other hand, if you only look at the environmental impact, you can hurt people's livelihoods.
Ghanem says that as the demand for livestock products continues to grow, governments need to consider these competing objectives and find the right balance. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.